Good morning. This is Jonathan Burkham, the worship pastor at Avalon Community Church. And I say welcome to all of you who are listening with us online this morning. I want to begin by reading Matthew 21, verses 6 through 9. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Well, happy Palm Sunday to everyone. We are entering Holy Week this week together. Excited to say we're going to have a special time this morning also, being that it is Communion Sunday. And you may be wondering how we're going to be doing that, and I'll explain in a short bit here, but we're going to be doing that in our home settings with each other this morning. But being that we are just starting Holy Week here, leading up to Easter, I thought we would just take a moment to reflect on all this week holds and has to offer for us this week. When I was thinking about Holy Week, I think of anticipation. I think of the emotion. I think of betrayal. Obviously, the journey to the cross. The Last Supper. Just the sweet times Jesus was spending with his disciples as he was preparing to leave. You know, of course, you have the agonizing prayer in the garden as Jesus was preparing his own heart for the journey that was set before him. So much happens in this week that we are entering into right now. And let's just think about for a second with this idea of anticipation. You know, Jesus was coming into Jerusalem here, and the people were, excited. There was much celebration because here comes the king who's going to finally take his rule, maybe freeing us in our circumstances right now in Jerusalem from the reign of the Romans. And now we can truly have our king. And our circumstances will change, our lives will begin to really move into a blessed place. And yet Jesus and the Father in heaven had a much different plan in this week. He cared about their circumstances. He cares about changing those in our lives. And yet he was at a deeper work and a much bigger scale of things that he was going to set in motion through the sacrifice of his life. And truly setting us free from the inner parts of the things that are going on underneath all those circumstances, freeing us from sin, the slavery that all that brings. You know, how about us? I mean, when we think about just bringing Jesus into our day today and into our week, into our homes here this morning, is the expectations that he just change our circumstances, the external things that are going on around us? It's a hard time right now. Our worlds are turned upside down for many of us. And yet, Jesus knows, and he cares about those things, and yet he's after even a deeper work underneath those things. What's those underlining fears and the things that maybe a sin and fleshly living brings about of worry and anxiety and these things? And he came to change all of that, to set us free from the ways that those things bind us up and lock us up. Again, through this journey to the cross, that he came to finish that work and do a circumcision of the heart, that we might truly come to know that freedom. Yeah, I think about that journey, and, you know, he spent some sweet times, you know, thinking about that upper room, which we're going to partake in communion together in a short bit, and he sat down with those closest to him. And began to express and prepare them for what was coming, though they did not fully understand it. But he took bread, you know, and when he broke it and he gave it to them, he was telling them, "This is my body, which will be broken for you." And he passed that cup and said, "This is the blood that is going to be shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And he was telling them this so that as they would do this in the future together, they would remember what this week truly represented, a freedom that he brought through his death and his resurrection. And so, you know, I was thinking even about that upper room And I was thinking about the commonality of the things like bread and juice and wine, you know, maybe for some of us juice and for them wine, you know, things that would be probably pretty common to be found in your household. And he uses those so that we likewise this morning can find those very same items to be able to sit together and be reminded of the life and the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, who came to truly do the deep work he had in mind to restore us, his people, back to himself in oneness and union with him. I just think of the extravagant love that's represented in this week. I mean, he faced betrayal, you know, from his close friends that scattered. You know, he had to sit through these incredible trials before taking up that cross and that journey up to that hill, and of course, taking his life. And I love that in John 10, it's a reminder that he says, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. This is in John 10:18. He says that, hey, I have the power and the authority to lay it down, and I have the power and authority to take it up again. And this is the charge that he received from his Father. And there's just this extravagant love, this journey. Jesus knew he was coming into town for, and what he's coming into town today in our lives for, is to come to bear the sins and the weight of all of that in this world upon his shoulders, to take that to that cross, to crucify it there, to then raise again, as we will be celebrating next week on Easter Sunday, so that truly we can know the Father and his love for us, because we've been made one with him through this work, this redemptive plan over our lives. And so with that this morning, I want to prepare us to go into communion together. And so this is what I'd like us to do, is just in a moment here, I'm going to have you just hit pause on this. Go find in your kitchen, in your house there, you know, bread, maybe some crackers. You know, don't worry about this being a perfect system here, but find some sort of bread and crackers that you could break together and bring that back. And then also find some juice, you know, maybe a cup that you can either dip the bread in, or maybe you just pour each of yourselves a small thing of juice, that we can partake in that together. So go ahead and do that right now, and then come back together, and then I'll guide us through what our time of communion will look like this morning. All right, as we gather back together and settle in here this morning, let me just pray. Jesus, we thank you for your extravagant love, your life that you chose to lay down, out of obedience to the Father, but more so out of your love. And the joy that was set before you, it said, endured the cross, scorned its shame, and now you sit at the right hand of God, Lord. You went after us, and you did this in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we're thankful. We're thankful for your sacrifice, Jesus. We're thankful that this is what true love is about, that you laid down your life for us. And so we take that body that was broken, we take that blood that was shed, and we receive the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, even as we partake this morning, may you search our hearts and just show us the things that we need to seek that forgiveness in, and just receive it. For you're faithful and just to cleanse us and to forgive us of all unrighteousness. So Lord, you've laid a process out for us to go through this together in remembrance, and to take up life and to take up newness of life and forgiveness and grace. And so we do that this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to be playing some music for a little bit here, a couple songs. And as I do that, I make a couple suggestions. If you're a family, you maybe have one option as a parent to just take the elements, take the bread and take the cup. And as you pass it around to your other family members, just say, this is the body of Jesus that was broken for you. And then here's the cup of his blood that was shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And just as you hand each of them, just say that to each member as a reminder of, again, what we hold in our hands. Then maybe say a prayer together as a family there and then just partake, eat and drink, and just take up the newness of life. If you're single or happen to just be listening to this alone where you are, you're not alone. He is very present with you right where you sit. And not only that, but being reminded that likewise with you all across the world this morning, others are joining in together in remembrance, taking up this sacrifice and celebrating that together. And so, again, you take as you are ready, say a prayer, thank Him. Thank Him for this cleansing work over your life and the newness of life that we take up this morning. And so now let's all together partake and commune with Him.
Extravagant. Your friendship is intimate. I find I'm moving to the rhythm of your grace. Your fragrance is intoxicating. In your secret place, your love is extravagant. No greater love have I ever known. Is the love that covers sin. Spread wide are the arms of Christ. You consider me your friend. Capture my heart again. Capture my heart again. Your love. Your love. Extravagant. Your friendship is intimate. I find I'm moving to the rhythm of your grace. Your fragrance is intoxicating. Your secret place, your love is extravagant. A great love have I ever known? Is the love that covers sin. Spread wide are the arms of Christ. You consider me a friend. No greater love. No greater love have I ever known. Is the love that covers sin. Spread wide are the arms of Christ. Consider me your friend. Capture my heart again. Capture my heart again. Capture my heart again. Capture my heart. The Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord most. hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Nothing compares to this. So what a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. For death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the voice of sin and grief. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Well, we just turn this time now to praise. So if you have just listened to the message, then just out of our response to the word, let's give thanks. Let's glorify him. Let's just praise his name in this place. If you're just preparing your heart for the message this morning, likewise, we just take our place in him. We turn our attention, our focus to him to give thanks for all that he is due and for his glory and his name. So let's join together in some praise and worship together. Seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, he suffered as if he did. All authority, every glory is yours.
sending us out, light in this broken land. Authority, every victory is yours, Savior. Blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Letting lame men walk, see a generation with resurrection life. We are a generation filled with the power of Christ, and our song, it will be. Out of the darkness, we will rise and sing. He is faithful, He is glorious, and He is Jesus. All my hope is in Him, His freedom, His healing right now, His hope and joy, love and peace and light. He has paid the for us. We will praise Him with our lives and proclaim our love for Him. Yeah. He has paid the highest price. He has for us. We will praise Him with our lives and proclaim our love for Him. Yeah. And proclaim our love for Him.
Every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that You are my fortress, You are my portion, You are my hiding place. I believe You are the way, the truth, the life. I believe You are the way, the truth, the life. And I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that You are providing, You are protecting. You are the one I love. I believe You are the way, the truth, the life. I believe You are the way, the truth, the life. I believe You are. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on You. And You meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay alone when I'm here with You. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on You. And You meet me here today with mercy.
mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come true, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. Yes, I believe. I believe you are. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. I sin, oh, the joy of this glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back
let that be a true statement of each of our hearts of faith this morning. It's this reality, Lord, that because we have you, we have a peace. When we have you, we just our soul is whole. It's full. It's got life. It's got healing. And we're thankful for, again, we were able to come to the supper this morning and to partake of that truth. But Lord, as we walk in these days, may we walk in this peace. May we walk in this presence of where we have moved from death to life. And so we live out of life. We live out of a hope, out of joy, those things that we've been singing this morning. I'm so thankful that you have delivered us, that you have set us free in every way we can be free. Or we just close out in that truth this morning. Celebrate all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You wouldn't let me stay a captive. Couldn't stand to see my chains, so you came to be my rescue, to part the waters in my way. Jesus, you are my deliverance, from death to life, from dark to light. Jesus, you show me what freedom is. You call my name. You broke my shame. You are my deliverance. You wouldn't let me stay in judgment. You took the wrath that I deserve. Outstretched arms became my rescue. Your blood has told me what I'm worth. Jesus, you are my deliverance, from death to life, from dark to light. Jesus, you show me what freedom. You are my deliverance. You are my deliverance. Ooh. Your love defeated the enemy. Your love defeated the enemy. Now there is victory ahead of me. There's no looking back. No looking back. Your love defeated the enemy. Your love defeated the enemy. Now there is victory ahead of me. There's no looking back. No looking back. Your love defeated the enemy. Your love defeated the enemy. Now there is victory ahead of me. There's no looking back. No looking back. Your love. You are my deliverance.
death to life, from dark to light. Jesus, you show me what freedom is. You called my name, broke my shame. You are my deliverance. You are my deliverance. Oh, you are my deliverance. Yes, Jesus. You are my deliverance. Oh.
So, Lord, just as you have been our deliverer from the consequences of sin and death, Lord, we just pray your deliverance over our community, this nation, this world at large, with the effects of this virus. Lord, may your hand move mightily to bring this to an end, Lord, to protect those right now who do not have it, Lord. Guard this community specifically, Lord, with those that we know and that we love here. We think of all those who are in the medical forces here and just those essential workers, Lord. Just keep your protective hand over them as they navigate each of these days here ahead. Lord, we put our trust and we put our faith and we put our hope in you. Lord, we know you are the great healer. We know that you are our protector. And so, Lord, continue to be the God that you are for your people. We thank you for this time of worship this morning and the time in your word. We lift all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, before you go, we do remind you, yes, be in prayer as this process with the virus continues to play out over these weeks ahead and months ahead. Also, continue to encourage you to stay doing your part, especially in these next couple peak weeks here, that you stay self-isolated as best you can at home. Do your best to do those practices of washing your hands and continuing to keep our social distancing as we have to be out and about at the grocery stores and et cetera. We do want to continue to remind all of you that there are opportunities to give online on our website. And so as the Lord has been providing for you, we just continue to pray for God's provision through the church here as we continue to try to be a vital provider for those in needs here in our community. So continue to be praying for the Lord's provision in that and continue to give your tithes and offerings through that online giving options. And so we just again pray blessings on your holy week ahead here. May you spend some sweet time with the Lord as we close in on Easter Sunday this next week. God bless you all. Have a great day.